Dr. Susan contacted me and told me about the Cyborg Award. And she says that she thinks that I'll be achieved something through the community. So we apply, she nominates me. And 10 days ago, they contacted me from the New South Wales study and told me that I am selected as a finalist.
Tell me a bit about your work. You've been helping new Iraqi students get settled into UNA.
Last year, there was a program, it's called Hippie Australia. I contacted by the coordinator, Deborah O'Brien, and she told me and asked me to find some Iraqi or Arabic family who is interested to enroll in that program. That program dealing with educating parents how to teach their kids. So I helped her find maybe 5 families to help them. So lots of parents suffer from the difference from Iraq and from Arabic countries and the system here. After that, I got a job at that program. And also, we have a group meeting every Tuesday. I help with that group as a volunteer to drop the women by car and also to organize the activities in that group. It deals with the international and immigrant ladies. Also, there are some Iraqi and Arabic students who attend the ELC, English Language Center at the University of New England. And they also suffer from the difference with the education system and the writing structure and all those stuff. I help them to settle down, and if they have any problem, we just drop to the international office and solve some problems. Also, 5 months ago, after the ISIS attack to most of the Iraqi cities, some of the families suffer from that and they are worried about their friends, their relatives there. So we decide to create something new to just make them feel happy or feel busy or So me and Leslie and Brian from One of Kind organization, we organize a group for the international ladies, which is held every Friday for them. And there are a lot of activities in that group. For example, learning English, practicing English, driving lessons, learning the craft, involving with the Australian culture. Also, I did some interpreting or translation volunteer in some of the Australian institutions, just like playgroup, medical center, schools.
Can you tell me a little bit about your story? So how long have you been at UNA? How long have you been in Australia?
I came at the end of 2013 to do my master's degree in education. I came with my family, my husband and my 2 kids. And we came here as a part of scholarship from the Iraqi government.
So what is Iraq like? You were talking about the, you know, the differences between the systems and life over there. Tell me a little bit about that.
The education system and the culture and everything, you know, it's totally different culture. So when we moved here, we were afraid from suffering or from, you know, we are Muslim and we have our tradition to wear a scarf. But since we arrived 2 months or 3 months, I start to feel relaxed and relief about the community, and because people here, especially in Armidal, are really friendly and nice and welcoming every international students or immigrants coming to here. And the most important point that they allowing us to involve with them. I think this is important.
You work so closely with women here. What's it like over there for women?
We are not just like Saudi Arabia. We have a freedom for ladies. We have a lot of women driving now back home. We have a lot of educated women. But of course, coming here to Australia, make me feel different. It's new, new things. That's all. There are a lot of things that I can do in Iraq, but I can do here. The people here, the community or the system allowed me to just do a lot of things. But, you know, back home, we have this restricted rule, especially with women.
What are your thoughts on what's happening at the moment in Syria and all over Europe?
Very sad. It's very sad. And that's why I told the media and I told some people when they asked me about this nomination, I'm very happy and very sad at the same time. Very happy that I did simple things here in the Australian community and they recognized that quickly. But we have young boys back home. They are away from their families and their houses for months or a year just to fight the ISIS group and to protect and save our families there and also to let us study and travel and all those. But with no one mentioned them and no one recognized them. with no money or no salary or no that.
So are you saying that some of the women that you're helping, they still have families that are like boys that are over there actually fighting against ISIS?
Yeah, I'm very sad about them because, I did nothing here. And, they selected me as a finalist for that award. And, let me tell you something. No one likes to leave their country, their home, their friends for just fun. They just, I don't know how to tell you that. Unless you have something really serious and they just force you to leave your country. This is what's happened back home. And this is what's happened back in Syria. I think the Australian government and the decision about refugee is really helpful for those people. And we hope that will help to reduce the number of the immigrants.
When you first came to Australia 2 years ago, was there a similar program or similar help that you received when you first came?
Yes, there are lots of support and help. And also, I want to mention the International Student Services Department at the University of New England. I still remember last year when ISIS attacked most of the Iraqi cities, they sent an email to all of the Iraqi students telling them that we are here to support if you have any problem, this is really, we all remember that situation and we are really thankful for them. Yeah, we learn from the community how to support and how to help.